Rambam, Perek, Ches, Hilchos Teshuva, talks about Olam Haba. So Tehach Dvorim, he says, you might think that the Tehach Olam Haba is something which has a physicality in it.
To really understand the schar of Olam Haba, the Tova of Olam Haba, we have no way to understand it. We don't have the kelim to understand it.
That's something which we can relate to.
The only way we can present it is through a mashal.
That we should have a way to evaluate, okay? That we have a way to measure, like we have a way to measure a tov and olam hazeh. We have no way to do that.
There's no way to be medamet.
So it's tzofut, right? That David was misave l'chayel ha'mabor. Now Chazal say, "Tavshal ha'mabor ain't kach ba'adam ha'asig al burya." We can't really understand it.
When you day God love Yofya but at smell like Kadosh Baruch Hu about it. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu understands the greatness of what Olam Haba is.
Shol Tovus Ham Ish Mistav Behem Nevi'im LeYisrael.
Even the Nevi'im, which were able to, through the Koyach of Nevuah, to see Tov, Enem Elo Dvorim Shel Guf Shehenem Behem Yisrael BeMoyes HaMelech HaMashiach Bizman Shetach HaMemshal LeYisrael. That's the Tkufa of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, the Navi was able to see that tkufa, but that's still a tkufa where we exist in a goof. Of Tevus Chayel Mabor, which is after that, Ein Le'erech V'dimyon, there's no way to evaluate it.
L'dimua HaNaviyim,
and the Bereshim did not even give a Navi the ability to give a dimyon to it.
K'deish lo yifchesu oysa b'dimyon.
By giving a mashal to it, you're going to make it less.
So Yeshayah
says that the only one who saw it is a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Novi.
That Tova which the Novi did not see,
only Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that.
I say also saw Elokim la Adam Shemechakele.
Bereshit made that for those who hoped the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So we can't picture what Olam Haba is,
and b'dafka we try not to picture what Olam Haba is in a certain sense, because if you do, you're being mafkas derech, you're giving it mashal chazal yudalosh, and say the person who has, he owns a million denari zov, and you mishabech him, and he has a million denari kesef, it's a bizoyin, it's not a sheva.
You're so rich, you have a million denari kesef.
He's so much richer than that. He has a million denari zov, which is 25 times more than that.
So by giving an erech to it, the Navi would give an erech to it, give a mashal to it, we'd end up with a lack of understanding of it.
Why is it called Olam Haba? Says it, not because it's going to, after this world's going to be destroyed, that world's going to come. It exists already right now.
And Rambam says, if so, why do we talk about, the Torah talks about giving schar and einish, melchama and shalom, saiv and rov, malchus and shiflis, eretz and golus, atzlochos and mayus and hefsid. It seems to be you do mitzvahs, you get schar, and olam hazeh. So that's a separate parasha. That's, the parasha gives a certain siyata, dishmaya, gives a certain siyua. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, the parasha will make it easier to do it. Well, it's easier to do it when there's not a sword over your head. Well, okay. Fine. So the Russian says no sword over here.
That's not skar. That's just facilitation. The Russian is going to facilitate mitzvahs.
But the skar is Olam Haba, And the Bechlal, the world of Adam HaBo, is something which is way beyond the human being's ability to understand it. Chazal actually do give a mashal to it. Chazal use a mashal of Sura. Talks about but Chazal said that there's not going to be a chilah, shtia, the tzadikim are yoshim, matu seim, berashayim, v'henem ezi v'shchina. The Mesil Sharm starts, he says that Adam, says the person wants to chavis Adam by Lomai. It's a fascinating parak. He says, chavis Adam by Lomai. The person has a chiyiv. He says, you understand the chiyiv, you have to understand the first of all, Adam, l'nivrela, l'sanag, l'ashem, l'hanat, l'ziv, shkinosu. That a person was created for oinig. And the greatest oinig which exists is the oinig of l'sanag, l'ashem, l'hanat, l'ziv, shkinosu. So I'm talking about chavis Adam by Lomai, which means your chiyuvim. So before you go to chiyuvim, before we discuss chiyuvim, you have to understand that the bottom, the purpose of the world is Russia wants to give taiva to human beings. The oinig of l'sanag al Hashem. After a person understands the oinig of l'sanag al Hashem, we'll talk about chayva. You have a responsibility to make sure you get that. It's like you work with a child. You say, listen, I want you to understand what you got to do. He says, Tati wants to give you a present. He wants to give you something very special. So he wants you to be a good boy, so he'll be able to give you the present. Right, so this way you'll be able to get the present. I want you to get that present, but I want you to deserve it. But the tachlis, a person starts off with the statement of Kadosh Baruch Hu, his tachlis of the bria so olam, the tachlis of bria that Hashem created me because He wants to give me something special. The hanor that a human being has, that he walks around with a constant awareness that Hashem wants to give. He wants to give. The Yetzirah's one job is sidetrack. His one job in life is get you sidetracked. And we get sidetracked. We get sidetracked constantly. Wherever we go, we get sidetracked. I did an experiment, a discussion with a group of that. Okay, they gave them the mashal with marriage. So kind of get married, you know. So imagine you have some idea of what marriage is, like what you think marriage is about. What do you imagine that the goals you want to accomplish in marriage, the value of marriage, etc., etc., etc. I says, good, yeah, you agree with that. I said, you think most people believe in those things? Yes. You think most people keep those things in mind on a constant basis while they're married? Constantly? No. Why not? If that's what it's about. Why don't think about it? Because we get sidetracked. It's a hard job as a sidetracked. If a person wouldn't be sidetracked, it says, so the Tana says, Sushim says that the first step is the meat of Zahiris. Because Zahiris means Cheshbon. The Chazal said, it's a negative Seder. I'm doing mitzvah, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that. But Cheshbon, the scar of the mitzvah. I think one of the issues we Olam HaBo is way out there in Olam HaBo. We can't picture it, we can't describe it, so it becomes something which almost doesn't become part of our reality. We don't think about it. But when Mukhir Din Mechashim has the Schar Mitzvah can I get a Seder, we have to understand the Schar Mitzvah a little bit. We have to at least think about the Schar Mitzvah. The person has to be Mechaka for the Schar. You understand that what it means that a human being is going to understand. A person will have a little bit of a tfisa, a little bit of a mashal of a tfisa, what it means. A human being will be lehanas misiv shkinasa. That there's no taiva greater than that taiva. So Chazal said that Chazal, just tell you one thing. He says that a karis ruch of elam abo is greater than mekoch elam azeh. So Ramban says on Osof, he says that if you take together all the hanoas of elam azeh, and the most special hanoas which exist in elam azeh, not just the video. The eating is one thing, and the physical pleasures. There's the pleasures of being with friends, the pleasures of the person holds his child in his hands the first moment. The child in his hands. The person leads a child to the chuppah. The person saves somebody's life, and he has the hanom when he saves somebody's life. All of the chaylam azeh, that those beautiful moments in olam azeh, being with Kadosh Baruch Hu is better than that. A karas ruach, a whiff of a ruach of olam haba, is way beyond that. I think the only way a person can be mechashiv the schar mitzvah can I get a seder, a person would constantly think about what schar mitzvah is. Otherwise, it's not on the table.
and you lose it, it's taken off the table. You know, the mishalom which we give, people are mashiv of money, so we give mishalom about money. Because maybe money is something which we can use as a way to, you know, all the stories about the fellow went to the long faraway island to gather diamonds, you know, and he only gathered so many diamonds that's, you know, potatoes over there, potatoes versus diamonds, you know, that mashal. All of them, we grope and we grasp for a way to picture in our minds. I mean, just a person has to chaz it over. One of my chavar one time said, he says, one of the nyanim in his shir, he says, if you say it 100 times, you'll start believing it. You know, you got to keep chazing it over. Just if a person has animam and munah shleima, so we say that a person has animam every day. So animam becomes a pizman also. It's like you're singing a song. So. A person has to be disappointed in it because we need it. We need it in our arsenal against the Yetzer Hara. We need to understand the value of what we're doing. We're doing something, the value of what we're doing. And then Chazal give different values. So Chazal say that nothing equals the value of one word of Torah. So if none of them have any value to me, I understand what the whole thing doesn't have any value to me. So I can't say, well, the Torah is worth more than everything else. They're all valueless. I have no value to them. I don't understand what they mean. But a person who's mole, that there's a scar out there I'm going to get, and it's the most valuable thing in the world, he kind of really starts feeling that. And Chazal said, listen, you know, this is worth more than that. He says, well, I'm interested in this. Right, it says something to him, but if it doesn't become, it's not part of a reality yet. So that statement that Talmud Torah is connected kulam, that one word of Torah is worth more than that, doesn't talk to me. Good, so I know I'll be seichel that I'm supposed to do that, etc. But it should motivate a person. I think it's maybe it's part of the challenge is, you know, it's our overall world of Amunah is challenging to us. We know Apisaychel Kosh Baruch Hu exists, but that the Brashim is, we are able to emargish that. I said the Chazon Ish one time said that there's three Gedolei Balei Musar in Eretz Yisrael in his time where was the Dessler. Tzitzal, Rabbi Elazar Dessler, Michmio, Lev Elio, Rabbi Lapian, and Abchatzku, Chatzal Levinstein. Those are the three big Bali Musar Eretz Yisrael. He says, Hoyimon HaShvachim, HaChazan Eish, Hoyimon HaShvachim. He says, by Rabbi Dessler, you have a Muna B'moyach. Let's say that the whole Mahus of the Mesh is constantly thinking about different understandings of Amunah. The whole Metzius of the mind is constantly developing the thoughts of the beautiful thoughts of the Metzius. You know, five Cholokim and still going. You know, the Rabbi Carmel put out five Cholokim. His nifter Rabbi Carmel was nifter, but it was the Torah of his Rebbe. He was being misadarit in a way which made seichel. He's putting it out. There's the gems which are there, and the depth which is there, and the understanding which is there. It's just it's way beyond. It's such a beautiful sefer. That was Rebbe Dessler. Says Rebbe Lapian. He says Zamuna Balev. The hargoshes halev. You feel the hargoshes halev. The rebellion lapayan. It was a famous maysa with him. It was he do that he had gila the yo. I mean, you talk about a person who walked in this world not a few hundred, you know, not 100 years ago. It was a person who lived, you know, less than 30 years ago, who had gila the yo. It was known that he had aliyah and love used to come to him. We're talking about a tzaddik yisar oilam. The hargoshes amuna. The hargoshes amuna bolei. Was an Rav Chatzkel. He says, by Rav Chatzkel, there's Amunah B'chush. When you walk in Rav Chatzkel's room, you can touch the Amunah. It's there. It's in its seeds which exists. So that's how you just magged Rav Chatzkel's Amunah. Amunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu is something which we also, we know Pisechel, But the mensch, that he should live with it, and should feel it, and it should be a person opens. He's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and each word he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person opens a Gemara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. Right? Torah is a person talking to us. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. It's the most exciting. It should be the most exciting thing that a person should ever do. The Creator, the Borei Kolamus, the source of everything, is talking to me. I want to know what he said. What does it mean? That's what Torah Lishma means. I need to know what he said, because he's talking to me. What does this word mean? It's the most important endeavor in a human being's life. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a reality, and I don't hear the Mishnah talking to me when I open the Gemara. Samela, okay, so, you know, and it's an intellectual pursuit, which I enjoy very much, and right now I have other things I have to do. It's the most exciting thing in the world. It should be like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not. We don't hear Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. We don't hear Har Sinai. So our Amun in Kadosh Baruch Hu is weak. Samela, talk about the hearing Oynig of Nisan Gal Hashem, Lehanuf Ziv Shkenosoi, and you look at these tzaddikim and taka, they broke through and they live in that world. They live in the world where Kadosh Baruch Hu is a reality. And they feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they say, wow, this is what it feels like in this world. Can you imagine what it feels like in Elam Haba? So for them it's a motivation, you know. But for me, I got to get to the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a reality in this world, that to be able to be motivated about the Hanov, Lehanuf Ziv Shkenosoi. What does it mean, Lehanuf Ziv Shkenosoi? You know, so we fly, you know, our picture of Elam Haba is halos over our head and wings, you know. It just doesn't, you know, just doesn't motivate the guy. It's the most, we grapple with it because we haven't been margished in this world. But the tzaddik was margished at the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The person who's able to get to the moment of emunah and bitachon in this world, the Rambam is a total reality. It's a total reality. So he can extrapolate to Elam Haba. I said once Diak in the Gemara, the Gemara says that the Nevi'im can't see it through the Kach of Nevuah. You can't see Elam Haba. Elam Haba is something. This is the Kach of Chochma. A person could see Elam Haba. Because the Chazal do give Mashalim. So what does it mean? Chazal are giving understanding of Elam Haba, because at the same time, Yeshai is saying, "I am the Rosh Lakim Zulasach." Called the Bible, it's not the Moshe Mashiach, but Elam Haba not. It says through the Kach of Chacham, the person through the power of the human being, what the Rosh is Megal to us, but what the human being can create his being, that his being is resonates with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tuning fork, and we're on the same wavelength. That it becomes a reality, can become a reality, become a reality to the point. That is a motivation. The person has a Yetzirah, he has a Schar of Eira, Kneged of Seira. The Yetzirah has him in his clutches, he's about to do an Avera, he says, what am I doing? And there's Gehenna over here, it's going to burn. So, you know, it's good. So the Rebbe gets up and says, you're going to burn a Gehenna, you know. So good, so you hear it. But B'Shas, the Avera, the Gehenna doesn't seem so hot, you know. The Avera is very Geshmak, and the Gehenna is not so hot. I'll survive it. It's worth it, you know? Because also having Mitzchav, the Hefsim, the Schar of Eirik, negative Seder. Hefsim, it's a negative Schar. I'm not in the mood of getting up. I'm just not in the mood of getting up. I'm not going to go into Seder. All right, I got something else I got to do, etc. It's the Hefsim Mitzvah. I'm losing, by doing this Mitzvah, I'm losing something. Negative Schar, you have to evaluate what the real value of it is. I can't do that. You could do that. That, you know, the biggest challenge, I always say, you're limited to Sharon. So he has 9 Madragas. So he says the first 3 are the Madragas of Tzaddik, which means the person is doing what's Yersha, what's right, etc. The last, and after that, the other ones are the Madragas of Chassid, it goes beyond. Of course, the Lama Zadon should work on the first 3. So, you know, really, you should learn all the way through, but at least know that it exists. And the person best should focus on the first 3, because that's what we need to do. We don't need to get the real thing. For us, the real avoid is the first 3. The challenge, of course, is the first parak. You can't work on the second parak till you get past the first parak. The person understands Chavos Adon by Lama. Everything he's doing, Koyim Echayv, every moment, has to be focused on this reality. You know, so how am I supposed to be working on Zahiris and Zerizis and Nikias when I haven't gotten through the first half of the first paragraph of the first paragraph? That's the biggest challenge of the Seel Shtarim, is the challenge of life. Life has a purpose. Life has a goal. In every moment in life, I'm supposed to be focused on that goal. So that's just way beyond. You know, you look at who is writing it, and you start to hearing a little bit of a glimpse of what human being can be. He was writing it. He lived it. I mean, someone in the garden says he would walk sumfus. He would walk by foot to Italy if necessary to meet the Masilsus or the Ramchal. This is what a human being could be. A human being can be a person that is not a moment where he's Messiah das from the goal. We grapple with that. How do I grapple with that? And we talk about Amun, and we talk about Bitochen. The person has to have Bitochen. The Rebbe says a phenomenal horror. He says, people sit and discuss Hishtal, this person's Bitochen. He says, a person has Bitochen and has no questions. The true Bitochen means the person's reality. So, I know what I'm supposed to do. He's here. So, I figure out he'll take care of this much, I'll take it. You ask him the question, it's still intellectual exercise, it's not a reality yet. Bitochen is the version of a reality. Yerushimayim, so the Chinuch says, the mitzvah of Yerushimayim, it's one of the mitzvahs to Medius. Shesh mitzvah to Medius is Yerushimayim. He says, a person will clear every single second, they have a year from Kodesh Baruch. At the same time, he says, okay, the certain mitzvahs say, there's a Zman, there's a Chiyuv Gomer, and if you don't do it, then you're Mevatel. He says, yeah, by year you have it. What's that? At the moment when a Averah comes to your hand, a person is chayv l'hoyer rucha, he's supposed to remind himself, awaken himself, that the yeshnokim, the person is going to give punishment. And a person who is not ma'or himself at that moment is bitul the mitzvah say. He's about the mitzvah say of yira. Yira is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is such a reality that it controls me. Yira is control. The person is so real that it affects me. It's not a theoretical thing. I know Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know him in Seichel. But I want to do something else, you know. I know in Seichel. Later, you know, I'll take care of it later. No, now. The person wants to do it now. So these challenges are challenges for which we so maybe sometimes the problem is a person doesn't understand the value of what he's doing. You know, how does this act give me that reward? How does this act give me that reward? We don't understand. We don't understand how when a person shakes a lulav, once heard from a refinement, Chazal said that the lulav takes away the tloim royim and the ruchas rose. Up and down is toim roim is the bad do whatever that means. And ruchus rose, the ruchus is the ruchus rose. Says when a person shakes a lulav, a yid shakes a lulav, says it stops hurricanes, takes away ruchus rose, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunami, takes away cyclones. Right, hundreds of thousands of people get killed every year by hurricanes. I shake the lulav, it takes it away. How that works? How do you do it? How does it work? You know, I shake this a little bit here. You know, so you know, the butterfly effect with the wings. Right? It's my shaking makes more winds, doesn't take away winds. What does it mean? And if I lean on my left side, so it solves all the world's problems. But I lean on my right side, it doesn't work. Right? We understand what it means, left side versus right side. You know. We understand the problem of a mitzvah. We don't understand the problem of a mitzvah. But you see that how much stress the Kodesh Baruch Hu put on it. Right? So I saw a maisa that there's a fellow who works in Dimona. Dimona is where they have the nuclear reactor in Eretz Yisrael. So somebody met this fellow and he asked him, okay, so you're talking to him. What he does is he works over there. He said, how long have you been working there? He said, working there for 17 years.
So he says, is it true that it is, okay, your guy works with him. Is it true that, you know, that they have the atom bomb? He says, not only do I not know that whether we have the atom bomb, I have no idea what I'm doing over there. He says, each person goes to a room. A hand stick comes in from a window and gives him something with instructions of what to do that day. When it's finished, he puts it through a window to the next room. There's no conversation between him and the person which puts it in, and the person in the next room. And this is the way it's been there for 17 years. I have no idea what I'm doing, period. This is fair, whether I know whether for all I know, I'm polishing the lens for a telescope. I have no idea what I'm doing. She says, so how in the world are you motivated to keep doing this day after day for 17 years? You have no idea what you're doing. The famous story they said about, you know, the fellow, you know, in the camp, you know, they put him in the labor camp. So every day he had to turn this wheel, you know, this thing around and around. He says, you know, Kabbalah, every day for 20 years he was thinking to turn around, and it's like, what's he accomplishing with it? And what's going on the other side? He figures maybe he's moving a grindstone, and that grindstone is making wheat so people will be able to live, you know, and he's keeping children alive, and he's making up, maybe he's turning, you know, electricity. He's thinking all these different ideas, you know. Finally, they free him after 20 years. And he says, I have to see the other side. He goes, it was attached to nothing. The person has a breakdown, and he breaks down over there and he dies. Says, so 20 years, I wasted my life. I don't know what I'm doing. It was nothing, you know. So the guy doesn't know what he's doing. So how do you keep it up? He says, the fact that I'm sitting there for 17 years, and the fines, if you talk about it, and you're trying to discuss it, find out what's going on, says, and if you say anything, you're out of there, and they put you in jail. It's just like, you know, it says, there's a secret going on. That tells me something valuable. I don't know what it is, but I know it's valuable. The fact that I see the response to it, indicates to me that it's something important. I can live with that. Since a person that does a mitzvah, I don't know exactly how it does something, but the person says, if you do this thing wrong, right, you're impacting the whole, you get Gehenna. If you do it right, you get Gehenna. It must be valuable. I don't know what it is, but it's valuable. I trust him. You know, he knows what he's talking about. If I got to get to Madrega, those concepts are realities to me, to be motivated by it. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm lying in bed, and I could get up, you know, a little tired, you know. Don't sleep a lot, you know. So I could use another few minutes in bed. But there's some Torah to learn, you know. So I got to be so excited about learning the Torah that I got to get out of bed. The bed is here, and it's alive, and it's real, and it's this, you know. And Torah is this theoretical thing, you know. It's good to learn Torah. Yeah, I know it's good to learn Torah. You got to get me out of bed. I don't win that battle many times, you know. If a person wants to take an avodah, which a person needs to work on, a person needs to work on emunah, he needs to work on bitachon, he needs to constantly chaz it over. If he chaz it over enough times, it becomes a reality. You think about it, the mind thinks about it, the mind's ma'amis it to himself, apisechel, and you think apisechel once and twice and three times. I mean, I know it. Yeah, it's illogical the world came into the being by itself. The Russian created the world. It's illogical the world has no purpose. The Russian has a purpose. It's illogical that the people made up of the mountain Torah, it must be the Russian began mountain Torah. All this is totally logical. But if I don't think about it, it doesn't do anything for me. I think about it once, I think about it twice, I think about it 10 times, 100 times. And it starts sinking into my reality. The Russian made him see, so the more you think about something, the more you speak about it, and you think about it, the more it becomes part of your reality. And it's a reality which I live with, not that I talk about. And then it comes in the world of emunah to the world of bitachon. The world where I can rely on it. Because it's real. Maybe, after time, maybe you can say that the word, you know, I don't know, play on words, you can rely on something because it's real to you. It's not real, you can't rely on it. You got to make it real. You rely on it. It's bitachon. You can rely on something because it's real. Because you talked about it. And you talked about it. And you thought about it. And you live with it. And you did ma'asim which were mechazik it. Every time a person stops and says, "You know, I'm learning Torah right now. The person's talking to me, and it's the most exciting thing." He gets so excited about it. I'm learning. The person's talking to me. So the first time it feels like, you know, I don't really feel it. But you do it 10 times. You do it 100 times. And you start feeling it. I'm opening the Torah. It's the most exciting thing in the world. That I'm opening a Gemara. Because the Bereshit was talking to me. It's the Bereshit's word. I need to know what he said. And then I say, you know, okay, let's go do something else. I do Mr. Meshuggah, no. What do you mean, do something else? I'm doing the most exciting thing in the world, and you want to actually go do something else. You're an absolute Meshuggah, no. Right?
He looks at you like you're having a husband. See, we live in different worlds now. A person says, we live in different worlds. Why would I want to do something else in the middle of Seder? Why would I do something else outside of Seder? Why do I want to do something else, period? Good, so not holding my Medrega yet. But that famous, never say, guy's not from me. He's not from yet. Because how do I make one day? So what about us? We're also, yet. No, that's a Medrega beyond us. Okay, yet. We can get there. But don't write ourselves off. We're miyashing ourselves up front. We say, we're never going to make it. We'll make it. What is it with Parshas Korach? You want to make it shy to Parshas Korach, except the hate. You want not to also accept the hate. You got to hear this. You got to think about it. You want to be Korach and Hamun and Moshe Rabbeinu. No good. I'll make the Shtikal Torah. Fine. I don't need to. This is the bread and butter of Yiddishkeit. This is it. This is the meat and the potatoes. This is it. This is the Muna. They're human beings. Lisanag El Hashem. That the Karas Ruch of Elam Haba is more than Koch Elam Hazeh. That in a piece of one word of living Torah is that. One word of a mitzvah is that. That I live with the Karas Baruch is a reality. Obviously, it's a phenomenal challenge. But can you imagine when we accomplish that challenge? Even every mashal we accomplish in that challenge, every time a person controls himself from doing that very, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. He's been mechazikin himself about the reality of Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. I want to say, I have a good line to say. I have a great joke to say. But it's bittul Torah. It doesn't help my Seder. It shares my Seder. Because it breaks the flow. But I'll say it later. Because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what a person. Mechazing himself the reality because Baruch is here. You do it once, you do it twice, you do it, and each time you do it 100 times a day. The opportunity comes up constantly of controlling yourself. You want to do A, and really you should be doing B. I say I'm controlling myself. The Baruch Hashem is here. Each time, if you connect those two thoughts, the Baruch Hashem comes here. He's here, and maybe you can go to the next step. So he's here. I start feeling that connection. I start feeling awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I start the excitement of what it means to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can start calling a little bit what Olam Haba is. And that is the motivation. And I can start feeling that book, because the Rambam says that, the second half of it, okay, what's Gehenna? Not the good disaster, okay? That, we all know that, okay? The Rambam says, HaTorah Tzun LaTzadikim Hi Chai Olam Haba V'Mechaim She'eni Mo Hemoviz HaTorah She'eni Mo Ro. They get it. And the worst punishment is you don't get it. The worst punishment that the Rambam says is you don't get it. So you get to sit there and you watch through the viewing window what the ones who get it. You don't get to watch, but you see what it is, and you're not going to get it. It's the most terrible thing. And that's what chorus means in the Torah. Okay, it's Machshavas, Halavai, which should be Mechashav the Machshavas, the person should get to the Madrega that he's. That the musig of that Adam is nivrali zanagal Hashem v'hanim tishkunasa. It talks to him, it motivates him, it's mechayev him, it moves him, it helps him negel to get to accomplish what the Russian wants us to accomplish. Hallelujah.